funky for us, but I felt for the most part as we got settled into the game, we found great ways to attack the zone. But overall, just defensively, in a tight game in the second half, to win, you know, the third quarter by one, I think this fourth quarter by two, our defensive intensity, you know, two games in a row or three games in a row has been, you know, pretty good. I'm really proud of the guys, how they're competing. You know, this 3-4 and this back-to-back, our guys had great juice coming out to set a tone early in the game. You know, the execution down the stretch, you know, some big-time rebounds, big-time crackbacks to get some 50-50 balls and then get out and play with some pace, you know, to kind of solidify the win was huge. I'm going to keep saying it, but 30 assists again by our guys is awesome. I'm super proud of them, how they're just sharing the ball. You know, teams are going to take Jaw away at times. You know, he finds 7 assists, but, you know, he can probably have a number of hockey assists. You know, the block shots, the rebounds, JJ was huge for us. Our bench continues to give us a whole lot of great life. It was, you know, Kyle gave us a spark in the starting lineup. So overall, just a great, you know, team win. And when we do it collectively, you know, it's awesome to see.
Questions?
You guys have won 7 of your last 12 and went 8-8 in December after going 4-12 in November. What have you seen that's been really different this month compared to the first 15 games or so?
I wouldn't say anything different. I just think it's a credit to our guys and their commitment to just trying to get better every single day. Obviously, your first month, you know, in a short, you know, preseason, trying to get everything installed and get everyone comfortable with each other. I think we've got great chemistry on and off the court. I think that just leads into the guys, you know, finding their way on the court, you know, figuring out what we need to do defensively, you know, how we want to play offensively. That's, you know, our goal in year one. It's just how we want to compete, how we want to play together. And above all that, you know, our motto is just getting better. And I hit them with that. It's fun to watch these guys get better every single day. The results are going to be the results. But the process by which we just try to get better, when we have to clean something up on one side of the floor or the other, I think this last month with, you know, a high volume of games, a high density of games, the guys just, you know, taking care of their games, their bodies, their minds, coming out and just laying it all on the line and knowing that, you know, it's another opportunity every single game to get better. I'm just really proud of them. So they're never satisfied. We can learn from wins. We can learn from losses. You know, that's what I enjoy about this group. They want to get better.
So JV and Brandon combined for 8 assists. What does it do for the rest of the offense when you're getting that kind of playmaking from the 5 position?
I mean, it's huge. You know, obviously within our motion offense, in general, we just want the ball moving around. We want 5 guys involved as ball handlers, as playmakers. And then, you know, when we get guys at the big position at our 5 spot and you throw JJ in that mix, you throw Solo in that mix, but especially, you know, our 5s to, you know, be, you know, handlers, passers, it's huge because we can't just be relying on just all of our guards to make the plays. You know, we want bigs making passes, guards making passes, bigs making shots. So it works hand in hand. So at the end of the day, if we can get all of our guys, whoever steps on the floor, to be a playmaker and embrace that mentality, it just, you know, accelerates our offense and what we can be.
Coach Tyus Jones had another good game off the bench. What were your thoughts about his production tonight?
Just another consistent, solid game from him. I just love his urgency defensively. You know, obviously, you know, taking on point guards and wings and throwing them on different matchups. But I think that just ignites him offensively. He's just kind of found a comfort zone where he needs to attack. And we, as we said before the game, you know, finding those spots to be aggressive to score, but, you know, playing within himself, you know, finding his teammates, obviously against a blitzing defense or a zone like we saw tonight, you know, being a facilitator, you know, helping with our pace is really to see how he's starting to settle in over these last couple of weeks. And it's awesome that he's kind of gotten that comfort zone now.
Coach, Jaren had foul trouble in the first half, 3 fouls, didn't get any in the second half. What were your thoughts on that?
Just, I mean, you know, sometimes that's going to happen in a game. He didn't let it shake him at all. Comes out, has a great, you know, second half. Obviously, blocking shots, you know, double-digit rebounds. It's awesome. You know, man the paint, like we talked about before the game, started to embrace that role. You know, it's great that he can learn from whatever happens in the first half, get better in the second half. Obviously, on the defensive end, you know, huge strides there. But very impressed with the impact that he made the last 24 minutes after, you know, a couple tough calls in the first half.
I would just say it was a team effort, really. You know, we had all 5 guys on the court always playing hard, you know, getting boards, getting stops and big shots. So it was just a really good team effort tonight.
You guys were able to attack that zone. What led you guys to being doing it so well?
I would just say hinge shots at the 3, you know, getting it inside out quick, threw a couple of good lobs during the 2. So it was really just, you know, playing together as a team and getting the ball in the right spots and taking good shots.
And what does it mean to get a win like this at home after a back-to-back and for the last Memphis Grizzlies game of 2019?
Yeah, it's just big, really. You know, obviously last game was kind of tough. We got beat pretty bad, so we wanted to, you know, come in here tonight and play harder than we did last game, and that's what we did tonight.
Brandon, you're normally on the receiving end of alley-oops. You found Jared.
Yeah. It was good. Versus the zone, I feel like that lob is, you know, always open pretty much. So I'm just glad that Jaren, you know, saw that coming and I was able to throw it to him.
Coach, you talked before the game about you playing at the five, played a lot of minutes at the five.
Yeah.
What was your impression of how you felt?
I'm still just kind of like trying to grow, trying to figure out how to guard that ball screen always, because it's tougher because guys are just so much bigger than me. But it's just practice, and I feel like I've gotten better as the season has gone on.
Brendan, how proud were you of the way you guys responded to the zone today after having seen it without as much success earlier in the season?
I would say I was super proud. We just played really well as a team versus zone. Just pass, shot, open three, cut, layup. So it was just a really good team effort versus zone, and that's kind of what we were struggling to get in the past games.
Was it something you guys had time to work on in practice at all?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is. And it's something that, I think that they're the, like, third or fourth team to a zone us. So it's something that we're, going to see more. So it's something that we did focus on here practicing. Coaches has talked to us. Plenty about it.
It looked like you were enjoying the security guards dancing there in the fourth quarter. What'd you make of that?
Yeah, I didn't see that. I mean, I looked up late and I saw it. I just saw one guy dancing. It looked good. It looked funny. But, I didn't get a really good look at it.
Jaren, were you, proud of the way you guys responded to the zone today after not being as successful against it previously?
Definitely. We know teams are going to go to it just because, it's a change up. They're trying to get us uncomfortable, take shots we don't want, but we stay calm, ran the actions that coach was telling us in the timeout and got it done.
Jaren, you had three early fouls in the first half. You didn't have any in the second half. What adjustments did you make?
My fault. I didn't
You were in foul trouble in the first half. You didn't get any in the second half. What did you change?
Thank God. No fouls the second half. I don't even know. Just, it happens sometimes. People are challenging the rim a lot. You got to remember to keep going vertical, or sometimes you got to just let it go. Solo says that. So got to do it.
You guys have won 7 of your last 12, 8-8 in December. What's, clicking for you guys now that wasn't necessarily going your way in October and November?
Everybody's just playing together. I don't think it's matter anything clicking more. We're just, shots are falling a lot. We're playing better defensively. That's a big thing. I think everybody's locked in defensively and we're sticking to the coverages and we're helping each other out. Everybody's being a good teammate, so, yeah.
You had a career high in boards tonight. What made you so effective on the backboards?
Just activity, staying active, making sure I'm talking and keeping myself engaged. Definitely with, if JV's not in the game, you have to do a little bit extra, so.
I feel like the altitude in Denver allowed me to, I was tired there, but I wasn't as tired today. I felt good. I was just trying to do whatever I can to help my team.
And what does it mean to get a win like this at home after back-to-back and to kind of close out the year?
And it's always good to win and protect home court and just to close it out this year with a win, give us some momentum going into our next game.
John, what were the points of emphasis for you guys in having success against their zone?
Just our energy. On the defensive end, just try to get stopped and get out and run so they won't be able to set up in the zone. And really just attack and drive and kick. Hit the middle and just spread out. So, got it.
You only took eight shots tonight. That's just a product of kind of what they were giving you defensively?
I feel like everybody now is trying to get the ball out of my hands. Listen to screen or whatever, and I have good teammates who can go and score. So I think that showed tonight. They was able to go out and win for us, get a win, and then our bench contributed big for us tonight.
8-8 in December. What's been different for you guys this month compared to November and October, just as far as December joining the court?
Just learning from our mistakes in the past, just getting better each and every day, just going out and playing hard, competing, playing unselfish, and try to come out with a win. I feel like it's the same thing. We're just learning.
They try to put a zone on us to slow us down. We just attacked it. Just made extra passes. And we're finding from that, getting lobs with the three, stuff like that. And I was able to get to the middle of the zone and do what I do best. But it was a collective group win. And I'm proud of every single one of these guys.
What is it saying about an offense that's able to produce 30 assists?
It's amazing.
You know, we all, you know, share the basketball. We all know what we're capable of. And just, you know, get everybody involved. And everybody plays hard and everyone plays defense. And we run. And, you know, we get a lot of shots in. So, you know, everyone is, you know, happy. And then, you know, Coach Taylor does a good job of, you know, drawing up plays and, you know, getting each one of us involved in the game.
What did you try to do to take the game away from Green tonight?
You know, the scout report was, you know, force him right. You know, I was watching a little bit more, and you know, he doesn't like, you know, pulling up with his right, or, you know, he got me one time, you know, the shot. But he's being super aggressive, you know, even though I was having a good game on offense, still, you know, pressing up on him, you know, getting a little aggressive, you know, giving him a little contact, stuff like that. And then he couldn't get into his rhythm, couldn't get into his flow, and then, you know, just ultimately trying to take every, you know, every shot away from him.
Are you aware of this 20-point thing?
Yeah, people say it a lot. But, you know, I'm just out there trying to win, regardless of if I shoot it well or, you know, if I'm shooting it great or if I'm not shooting it well. You know, I'm just trying to win. I'm trying to, you know, make playoffs this year. You know, as you can see, it's very close. That 8-7 seed, so and we beat a lot of teams that, you know, are playoff contender teams, the superstars on their team. So, you know, that's what I'm looking at.
Up to 40% in that, you know, I think you went 2-2 tonight. Like, it's been a complete turnaround from October.
It was up to 40 on the year.
It's up to 40 on the year. Yeah. What's been the difference for you to be able to basically do a 180 with your outside shot?
I mean, I think it's just finding a rhythm. Like, I mean, I take the shots in practice. Like, I shoot and I work on it. So I think for me, I'm finding a good rhythm. And, you know, in this offense, when it seems like every game we're having 20, 30 assists, it's really easy to play in and really easy for me to, you know, find my shots and not necessarily have to force the issue.
Is that your role in this offense, is to find open threes, take those shots?
I mean, that's a role for a lot of guys. We want almost everyone taking open threes, but I think for my game specifically, it's just, you know, moving around the perimeter and trying to find that open passing lane for one of the guys driving. And when I get it, it's a shot or it's a quick attack, and I'm trying to get into the paint, find someone else, or get to the rim.
Coach talks a lot about you playing downhill, getting to the basket as well. Is that something you feel like it's part of your role as well?
Definitely, and I think that's even more so as if I continue to shoot the ball well like I have been. It's, you know, guys start to close out faster, so it's part of my game. I don't have to take a tough, quick, contested three. I can drive a closeout, so I'm driving into the lane and getting fouled, finishing up the rim, or finding the next guy to shoot through.
For you, how much is it? I mean, for the team, really, it's just finding a comfort level within this offense. Like, you've been playing better, but you've also seen Tyus, you know, playing a lot better. It seems like a lot of guys are kind of hitting their stride right now.
Yeah, I mean, everything was new to pretty much everyone on this team when we started the year. And, you know, now that we're a couple months in, we've got a bunch of games in our belt. I think you're seeing guys are starting to get more comfortable, find their spots. You know, I don't think we have to worry about where shots are going to come from. We know they're going to come. We know guys are going to swing the ball. We know, you know, the ball is going to get moved around. Guys are going to drive and kick. So it becomes pretty easy once you look at it that way.
When you had that initial ankle tweak and you missed, I forgot how many games, like 11. Do you think that interfered with you being able to get comfortable within this offense?
Not really. I mean, I'm pretty sure I came back and, you know, maybe a couple games after the first one, but I came back and got into a rhythm pretty quickly, and especially after the, you know, after the second ankle injury where I landed on someone's foot again, I came back and was able to get into a rhythm pretty quickly. So, that makes me feel good because I'm able to keep building even with some time out.
Does this offense come not naturally, but is it easier for guys like yourself, Sol, that take a lot of threes on the wing? Is it motion offense for you guys?
Yeah, and I think for myself too, we're so spaced out there that, you know, it's obviously we want to take threes and we want to get up good threes, but the space also allows for driving angles. And when you have, I'm playing on the court with a big like JJ who can shoot it quick from three, like that puts even more space out there because then it pulls their rim protector out. So you're either getting all the way to the rim or they have to pull in way away and you can kick it out easily.
Grayson, you see, you got the free throw championship belt. You mind showing it off, man? Yeah. Tell us about it. You have it off to the side the whole season.
Yeah, we had
That's a little dirty. I need to clean it. We have like free throw games after practice a lot. Mm-hmm. So we were seeded, and then we had like a little tournament. It's a couple weeks ago now. A tournament, and we had this free throw game we were playing. So we had everyone was seated, had a tournament, and got to the end. Championship game was me against Tyus, and so I got him by a little bit at the end there, and won it. So I've had the title for about 2 or 3 weeks now.
So is it a one time thing, or y'all do it?
No, we're gonna do it again. So I gotta defend it.
So you got some smack talk you gotta do before y'all go into you the champ.
Oh no, they know I'm gonna just walk out there and lay the belt down.
Okay.